Good morning, it's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report. Joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent specializing in livestock, Rod Shaw. Good morning, Rod.
Good morning, Blake.
Now, as we talked about off the recording, more bugs, more insects, and an unfortunate one that's been found.
Yeah, you know, it seems like all summer and all fall, all we've talked about are insects. Well, we're not going to change. We're going to keep with that same topic today, too. We're going to talk about an emerging threat to eastern Kansas cattle herds and to human health. On October the 7th, the Kansas Department of Agriculture was notified of a confirmed Asian longhorn tick that was found on a dog here in Franklin County. This was the first confirmed case of the exotic and invasive Asian longhorn tick found in Kansas. The Asian longhorn tick is the primary vector for the cattle disease filaria. And this disease causes anemia, weakness, and in some cases, death of cattle. Now, filaria is a protozoan parasite, and it affects both the red and white blood cells of cattle. And the disease is not responsive to any antibiotics. So they just have to work their way through it. And once the cattle are infected, they're always going to be carriers. So even though they'll get over the disease, they'll be carriers for the rest of their life. Now, while this Asian longhorn tick is primarily an animal health concern, it's also been known to bite humans, and it can transmit diseases like Rocky Mountain spotted tick fever. So to battle all this, and believe this or not, prior to this announcement, I had this meeting scheduled. But to learn more about the longhorn Asian tick and another emerging insect, which is the New World screwworm, the district here will be hosting a public meeting December the 4th at the Overbrook Livestock Commission Company in Overbrook. The meeting will start at 7 o'clock p.m. We'll have K-State livestock entomologist Cassandra Olds. She'll be there, and she'll talk about both insects. Now, just a little bit more about the Asian longhorn tick. It is a reportable parasite in Kansas. So the KDA wants to know about that. Kansas Department of Agriculture wants to know about that. And their number is 785-564-6601. And that's to report if it's been confirmed identification or if it's suspected to be an Asian longhorn tick. Ticks can also be submitted to the Kansas Veterinary Diagnostic Lab in Manhattan for identification. If you're going to do that, you place the tick in a small jar that has 70 to 95% alcohol. You'll put it in that, and then you'll ship it up there for that. If you want more information regarding the Asian longhorn tick, there's also a link that you can go to. It's called Pest Alert Asian Longhorned Ticks, and you can search that, and you'll be able to find more information on the ticks. So with that, gosh, I hope I don't have any more good news like this to tell us the next time. But until next time, stay safe.
Exactly. It's, you know, it just seems like they just keep popping up every couple months. Coming up tomorrow, or it's Monday morning at 6:40, Frontier Extended District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent specializing in nutrition, food safety, and health, Chelsea Richmond.